Got an itch? Cough? Pain? The doctor is in. Dr. Michael Smith answers your questions. You can ask by emailing your question or going to the Healthy Talk page on RadioMD.com. Listen, learn, and live a better life. And send questions. Ask Dr. Mike Smith at RadioMD.com.
All right, so let's get into our questions. I do just want to remind my legal department wants to remind everyone that I'm here just to give suggestions, right? It's not meant to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. And, of course, talk to your own doctor, but I can definitely help you out on some of the issues that you may be dealing with. So let's go to the first question. Are bioidentical hormones synthetic? A friend of mine who is a chemist said they are. I am very confused, exclamation point. So it is confusing. The word synthetic, by the way, sometimes gets a bad rap, and it doesn't deserve it. The word synthetic simply just means synthesized. I mean, it's, you know, made up in a lab. But you can take, you know, pure plant-based sources, for instance. You can take a compound from wild yams, turn that into progesterone. Yet it's considered synthetic because I did it in a lab, but yet it's bioidentical progesterone. So yeah, all bioidentical hormones are made up in a lab. So technically speaking, they're synthetic, but they're bioidentical. When you take that progesterone that we make up in a lab, or you take the testosterone that we make up in a lab, or the DHEA that we make up in a lab, when you take that, it's bioidentical. It goes into your body, and it has the same chemistry properties. It has the same what we call kinetics, which is how it gets in, how it's distributed, how it's excreted. It has the same metabolism, and it has the same effects. The mechanism of actions are the same. So yeah, I mean, I guess coming from the chemist point of view, sure, they're synthetic. But the key word really isn't synthetic. The key word is bioidentical. Okay, so don't worry about that. The word synthetic gets a bad rap, and it doesn't really deserve it. To make matters even more confusing, I'll just throw this out there too. A lot of people believe that in order for something to be called a bioidentical hormone, it has to come from natural sources, like the plant sources. And most of them do. Most of them do. But technically, that doesn't have to be the case. There are some pharmaceutical companies who are taking man-made chemical building blocks and making testosterone. And the end testosterone that they've made is bioidentical. If you give it to a person, it's going to act like testosterone in their body. So technically, a bioidentical hormone does not have to come from plant-based sources. It doesn't have to come from those natural sources. As long as it has the same chemistry in your body, it's bioidentical. But in this industry, most of the bioidentical hormones do come from those natural plant-based sources. Okay, so hopefully that helped out. Okay, number two. Is there anything natural for treating gray hair? You know, so about 2 years ago, I was getting some gray hair. I was getting it mostly on my sideburns. This seems to be where it's beginning for me. A little bit around the ears, right? And you would really see it when I would get a haircut. Now, I started back then, around that same time when I was noticing the gray hair, I started DHEA, the hormone, a bioidentical DHEA. Now, I didn't take it because of my gray hair. I was taking DHEA because my levels were dropping. I was following all my hormones. My DHEA levels were getting a little low, so I wanted to boost them up because it's an important hormone, an important steroid hormone. It's important for your brain, your heart, your immune system. I really consider DHEA to be like the anti-aging hormone, really. So I started taking it for those reasons, and it didn't take long, maybe 3 or 4 months. I noticed there was a lot less gray hair. I even had some people ask if I was dyeing my hair. And I swear I wasn't. I've never dyed my hair ever. And the only thing I changed was the DHEA. So that's my own experience. Maybe try some DHEA. I mean, obviously, if you're going to do hormones, always get tested first. Know where your levels are. Know what the appropriate dose is for you. Always do bioidentical, right? And maybe try some DHEA. Maybe that'll help. Now, so I had to look some of these other suggestions up. I try to answer these questions as much as I can, just kind of off the cuff, just going with it. But sometimes I just have to look. I don't know. So I did some research. Amla, which is Indian gooseberry, which I use in people for raising HDL cholesterol levels, the good cholesterol. But apparently amla also may help darken hair a little bit. Sage. So what you do is you take, you know, make like a tea out of it. You boil it, make a little tea out of it, cool it down, and then you just apply it on the gray hair, and that will darken the hair shaft. Alder bark, which I wasn't familiar with, but alder bark you can find in homeopathy type places, you know, places that specialize in herbs and stuff like that, will have alder, A-L-D-E-R, bark. That apparently can darken hair. And then this one is from Chinese medicine, and it's called He Shu Wu, H-E-S-H-O-U-W-U. So DHEA, amla, which is Indian gooseberry, sage, alder bark, and He Shu Wu. Those were the best ones that I could find. And if you know some other ones, send me an email. You can educate me. But that the DHEA worked for me. I don't know what to tell you. It worked for me. Okay, let's see. This is number three now. I am very nervous about a presentation I have to give in front of 500 people. My doctor said beta blockers help. Is that true? Okay. So stage fright, that kind of stuff. Yeah, beta blockers have been prescribed in the past for people with stage fright. Actors, singers, stuff like that use them. And yeah, they do. Beta blockers is a prescription drug that normally is given to heart patients, blood pressure patients. There's a type of receptor throughout your cells called beta receptors. And when you block them, you can control heart rate, you can control how hard the heart is pumping, and it also kind of calms you down a little bit. So yeah, beta blockers do work. I think there's other choices, other natural things, rather than jumping right to a prescription. Because the problem with beta blockers, if you start them, you can't just stop them. Now if you take it just for one day, for one presentation, you probably can. But if you take beta blockers for a few days, you got to titrate. You have to come off them slowly, because when you stop the beta blocker, it's like those beta receptors become real sensitive, and heart rate can go real high, and blood pressure can go real high, and it can even precipitate heart attack. So I mean, beta blockers do work. They people will tell you they felt better on stage doing presentations on beta blockers, but I just think there's other things. How about try a capsule that has the combination of lemon balm and theanine. Lemon balm is an herb that's been used, gosh, for centuries for anxiety issues. And it works great in combination with a specific amino acid from green tea called theanine. And that combination, it's not powerful. You know, you can take this combination. It's not going to, like, knock you out or anything like that. But it just kind of takes the edge off a little bit. I think it's one or two capsules, maybe 20 minutes, you know, before you go out on stage. That's pretty much all you need, and you're gonna be good to go. So maybe try that first. Of course, I don't know how often you do presentations. If this is just a one shot, and you do the lemon balm and the theanine, and it doesn't work great, you're gonna get mad at me. But you know, just remember, one of the things that helps me, I do presentations and lectures all over the country, and I was just at a couple ones the past couple of weeks, and you know, for me, I became a better presenter when I realized I don't have to be perfect. You know, it's okay to mess up. It's okay to have some fun. It's okay to laugh at yourself. It's okay not to know the answer. People respect that, but you help them find the answers, and that's I think what's important. So maybe relax a little bit. Give yourself a break. You're going to be just fine. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.